The sand sucked at Dooku's boots as he walked to his swoop bike, concealed in a cave in the sandstone cliffs. Nearly done. Nearly won. But just one more battle in the longer war. He had never expected Jabba to take up arms and rush to the barricades in a frenzy of revolutionary fervor, so simply sowing more seeds of dissent was a bonus. He had what he needed. The separatist forces would be able to move at will in the Outer Rim, and the Republic would not. The one thing he needed to be certain of now was the safe return of the Hutlet. After that, he would give consideration to which of his various contingency plans for Jabba's Uncle Zero he would put into effect. Zero wasn't going to get the chance to take over Jabba's empire now, and he'd be disappointed in the emphatic and troublesome way that only a Hutt could. If Zero had any sense, he'd keep his mouth shut about their deal when he finally found out that his leverage over Jabba was gone. Dooku pondered. More convenient surveillance footage showing Zero arranging to frame me? A tragic accident? A shootout with a rival Khajiitic or Black Sun gang which ends, also tragically, in Zero's death? There were many ways to make sure Zero treated the change of plans as a character-forming experience that nobody else ever needed to know about. You would have reneged on our deal in time if the Republic had offered you more, Dooku said to himself. Wouldn't you? Now he'd never know for sure, and he would lose no sleep over that. Courtyard, Teth Monastery. Anakin's Delta Starfighter dropped into the courtyard, and R2-D2 hopped out of the astromech housing mounted on the wing. The droid swiveled his dome to focus on Rata, whistling mournfully. Yeah, he's not well at all, R2. Anakin peered into the backpack. But at least we have him. Is General Kenobi on his way? R2-D2 projected a hologram of Kenobi in midair in front of him.
I am, Kenobi said. With reinforcements, too. Have you found Jabba's son?
If holo messaging transmitted smell, you'd know already. Yes, we have him, but...
But what?
He's really ill. We need to get him to a specialist medic soon. Hutts just don't get sick, so this is serious.
Kenobi ran his hand over his beard, not in that considered I'm pondering mighty issues way, but fast, as if he was stifling a groan of despair.
That's the last thing we need right now, Anakin.
I think I worked that out, Master. And I'm pretty sure that this is a sting by Dooku. The whole situation stinks worse than the Hutlet.
He set us up to alienate Jabba then, to stop us getting access to Hutt roots.
I realized something was wrong after I lost half my men in breaching the monastery, and then we were allowed to just stroll in unopposed and get the kid.
The adrenaline had now ebbed enough for Anakin to start wondering how he could have seen this coming and avoided the bait.
I was waiting for the ambush, but... Maybe this is it. He's literally left us holding the baby. And it might end up being a dead baby.
Kenobi leaned out of the range of his transmitter, looking as if he was checking something.
You think Dooku has poisoned the youngling?
No idea, but the timing and circumstance make me wonder.
Let's make sure Rata survives, then.
I'm sorry, Master. Maybe I should have seen this coming, but it was a bad idea to deal with the Hutts. You can never win with them. You can only choose how badly you lose.
Anakin, if we'd refused Jabba's request for help, we'd never have been granted access to those roots anyway. We had no choice.
You think he's colluding with Dooku? That he maneuvered us? It was very unlike Jabba to ask for Republic help.
I don't know, but one thing we can't do is play into Separatist hands by letting anything happen to the baby. Top priority. We return it in one piece.
Ahsoka had been completely silent up to that point, rocking the Hutlet by bouncing a little at the knee as she stood there. But Anakin heard her rumble at the back of her throat. It was an oddly feral noise that made the hair stand up on his nape.
Okay, Master, Anakin said, ignoring her. Understood. Oh, great!